My name is Emma, and I'm interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and one another. I'd like you to tell me your... Oh, it is Wednesday, the 5th of August, and the time is 1:15. I'd like you to tell me your name, your date of birth, and where you come from.
My name is Claire Gosling. My date of birth is 16th of February 1973, and I've come from Aberdeen today.
And where did you hear about the project?
I think I heard about it in one of the Times Sunday magazines.
And what made you think you wanted to be part of it?
It seemed like an interesting project. I'm not really very arty. I don't really have a great knowledge of history of art. But it seemed like a fun thing to do, and I quite like the idea of standing on a plinth on my own.
And what are you going to do up there?
I'm going to do a variety of things. I'm going to try and do a shadow puppet show. I'm going to try and do some juggling. I'm going to sing to my iPod while drinking a tonic. Basically, I'm doing things that my friends have asked me to do.
Okay.
So I effectively subcontracted my hour to other people through primarily sheer laziness. But you could also say that it's me trying to share the joy of the moment or whatever.
What do you hope you're going to gain from doing this?
Actually, I'm just here to have fun. I'm not really here to do anything particularly or to make any bold statements about anything.
How do you feel at this moment in time coming up to your hour?
Slightly nervous, but I'm quite excited about seeing what it feels like up there. And I'm quite want to stand up there. I'm not really worried about interacting with people. I am slightly worried about the cameras being on me and people seeing me. People watching. I don't know. Not really comfortable with that, and that, to be honest, I hadn't fully appreciated the extent to which I would be visible, and but I'm looking forward to the experience of it in that moment.
So you said you're not a very arty person.
No.
So what do you do on a day-to-day basis?
I'm a full-time mother.
Full-time mother. How many children have you got?
I have three.
Three children. Would you like to tell me a bit about your family, your children?
Sure. I have a girl, Flora, who's 9, and two little boys, Cameron, who is 7, and Marcus, who is 4. And they're really quite nice children, actually. I would say that, but they're actually quite nice. And they love each other, and they're very sweet.
Besides being a mother, what do you do to take time out? Do you have any hobbies?
I do a variety of stuff. I see my friends quite a lot. I go to the cinema. I just started windsurfing again after an absence of 20 years of doing it. I like to go away for weekends and see friends. No real hobbies as such, no real skills, hence my problem of finding something obvious to do on the plinth, because there's nothing I'm actually that good at.
Did you grow up nearby to where you live now?
Not really, no. I was born in Dundee, but I haven't lived in Scotland most of my life. I only went back there about 7 years ago. And I spent most of my childhood in boarding schools in Scotland. And I've lived in England and in Europe before I moved to Scotland, so I don't really have a place of origin as such. I was born in Dundee but didn't really live there. So.
Was that before you had your children, when you lived away?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yes, I moved back to Scotland 7 years ago and I only had one at that point, so I've since had more.
What was the reason for going back to Scotland?
Various. One of the main ones, my grandmother was living there at the time and she wasn't very well, so I wanted to spend time with her. And my sister lives near there, and we wanted a change of life. I'd had a child and I was still working part-time, but we needed to change our family life completely so that it was more balanced. And we decided to make a big leap, so we did.
This is you and your partner?
Yeah.
What about your childhood? What did your parents do?
My stepfather worked for an IT company. And he moved around the world, so I moved every 3 years to different countries for a while, hence being in boarding school, so that was more stable. So I was in boarding school from when I was 7 to 18, so that's pretty much the most stable. I was in Scotland for that, so that's the rest we moved around from different places.
What did you think about boarding school?
A bit mixed, really. Didn't like it hugely when I was little, but I've got reasonably good memories of it. I'd like to say I think it's probably good for me, but I'm not sure if that's true. But on the whole, I think it was an okay experience. It's not something I choose for my children, but I survived. The food was pretty bad. You know, it was pretty draconian when I was little. So.
Do you have any hopes and aspirations for the future? We've sort of talked a bit about your childhood and where you're at now. What does the future bring for you?
I don't really know, and I don't really think about it too much because I kind of live on a daily basis with children being the age they are. And I don't really have a very good vision of what the future looks like, and I'm not really worried about it because I will one day.
And how do you go windsurfing?
Not as much as I want to. I've only been for one weekend so far.
How was it picking up 20 years later?
Actually not that difficult, it was quite good.
What is it about it that you like?
Control and speed.
Wow.
And the wetsuits. I look like a giant Barbie doll in a wetsuit. That's not a bad thing.
Brilliant. So you excited now? It's approaching.
No, I don't know. No, I'm more nervous than excited, actually. Yeah.
And have you anyone watching? By your children?
Yeah, various people watching. The children are not watching. They might catch up when it's on again. But I've got friends up watching and my husband up watching.
Have you anything else you'd like to add?
Not really, no.
No. Thank you very much.
Thank you.